Haiti has been the country where U.S. regime change operations like the current one in Bolivia have conducted laboratory experiments going back decades. The most recent was the coup that overthrew the democratically elected President Aristide. Welcome, Moise. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you please describe the current situation in Haiti?
Well, what is happening in Haiti is reflective of the Haitian people's determination to have a state and a government that responds to their needs and to remove the external influence and to hold their government accountable and compel the government in place to answer and meet their needs. Part of that challenge, as you keenly pointed out, is that the Haitian people have found that their hope for a democratic system that responds to their needs have been usurped and corrupted. And so they have taken to the street to demand a democracy that is not elite-led, that is not external interest and elite interest dependent, but one that accounts for their needs and accounts for their future and their children's future.
Now, what is the U.S. interest in Haiti, and why was the government corrupted? How did this even happen?
Well, one of the ways to understand U.S. policy in the Caribbean and Latin America is a policy based on economic interest and political interest. And so left-leaning government that are popularly supported tends to create policies that use their resources to benefit the population. So what that often means is that those resources that are already captured by Western corporations and by the small elite cliques and cosmopolitan elites are in contention when you have government that are responsive to the needs of their population. And so as a consequence, U.S. political and economic interest, which is a corporate interest, have tried to undermine or overthrow those governments who are more responsive to their population. And so what we see happening throughout Latin America and what we see that Venezuela is under the gun is no different than what we're seeing in Haiti. The difference is the Haitian population, because of their history, have always found it necessary to put their foot forward and to put their foot on the ground to try to shift the paradigm and reassert control over their state.
So just for clarification, it sounds like what you're saying is that the corruption in the Haitian government goes back to corruption in the U.S. government and the U.S. government trying to throw its weight into international affairs. Is that an accurate interpretation?
Well, more so than throwing its weight. The U.S. government has forcefully implemented and imposed its will and its rule on governments in Haiti, and in fact has overthrown legitimately democratic elected government to impose government that is not widely supported by the population. So I'll give you an example. So the Haitian people really believe in a democracy that's responsive to their needs, right? And so in the first election in 1987, Haitians elected their government by participated in the democratic system by 60%. 90% of the population participated. 60% voted for their democratically elected government and supported the government. That government was overthrown by the CIA and the national elites because it was responding to the population's need. The population compelled a return of the government. And in the second round, this supported that government by 90% of their votes. And that government was again overthrown by friends in the United States and the local elites, because that government was responsive to the needs of this population. And so as a consequence, what the average Haitians have realized is that the democracy they seek is not the democracy that is wanted. And so they have refused to participate in elections. So that you've seen a decline in electoral participation from 90% to 17.3%.
So as Haitians are trying to assert their sovereignty, there's reports of violence coming out against Haitian journalists, demonstrators, bystanders being shot, beaten, and arrested during this more than year-long on-again, off-again protests. What is the state of the violence right now, and is there any chance to restore democracy?
Well, I think the future will tell. What is part of the Haitian genius is that once the population, it's a population that fought for its independence, who has a history of resistance. And so the reality is once the population is on the ground, it's hard to put the genie back in its box. And so the population will exert more and more pressure regardless of the violence. That is the way in which the population has always interacted. So there's considerable violence. I mean, the reality is you see that even in the United States. As inequality goes up, the militarized state is consolidated. And there's greater police actions, more a militarized police that uses extreme force and that, right? And so that's no different. And that model is the kind of resources the U.S. shared with the countries it seeks to impose its wills on to facilitate their ability to maintain control over the population. And so what you see as the population begins to exercise control and demands for more rights and a state that is responsive to their needs, you see that the police force comes out with greater violence, more weapons, and quite a number of rubber bullets and other ways to really compel the population and back into its home. But I think knowing the history of the Haitian people, that is likely to happen without some outcome that answers to their needs.
How has the Haitian culture been affected by this unrest? How has the Haitian culture been affected by the unrest?
The Haitian
unrest?
Culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think Haitian culture is not impacted per se, but Haitians prize education, right? Haitians value education and the ability of their kids to go to school and so on. And so part of what is happening, it really closes down the schools so that schools are not functioning in the way in which they function normally. And that creates quite a level of tension within the Haitian populace that they want to be able to send their kids to school, but the way in which the government is being controlled and the way in which the government is functioning does not really meet their needs. They see that they are being marginalized, meaning the ability to have resources to send their kids to school is becoming more and more limited, and the government is not responding to their needs, and their protest is increasing violence so that they won't send their kids to school for fear of violence. And so it creates an untenable situation, not impacting the culture, but impacting the way in which Haitians value education and their conflict with having their kids attend schools.
So it sounds like the youth have been especially affected by this.
That's correct. That's correct. Based in their both in their ability to go to school, and also both in their trajectory, in their ability to be successful after school, based on what is happening in the government.
So is there anything that U.S. citizens can do for Haiti? And should the U.S. take a warning from this?
Well, I think two things, right? I always say in engaging with my fellow Americans that one of the things that they have to think about, the type of government you have here is the type of is the kind of influence that happens in other countries. That if you're able to shape a more accountable government in the United States, then that might impact the type of influence they have on other countries and the kind of policies they have in other countries. And I think in many ways, Americans are in a particular position, are being asked some fundamental questions about whether in fact they value democracy, whether they want to be manipulated in fear. Because often, what is clear is the model the Americans have used to manipulate other countries, the model that is being used to manipulate the American people. So in many ways, there is a call to conscience for the American people to reassert their own control over their own government. And I think that will have repercussion for the kind of influence and impact the American government has on other nations. So I really think the outcome of what is happening right now in Congress with the impeachment, the outcome in the upcoming election may really have a greater impact on the role America is currently playing in the rest of the world.